The views and opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect that of the staff and management of Good Karma Brands, but are the sole responsibility of the host and guests of this particular show.
America may have many, many days, but they will be full of trouble. There will be no rest. There will be no tranquility in this country. Yes, sir. Until a nation comes to terms with our problems.
Bringing you social and political commentary from his mouth to your ears. Breaking down the issues which matter to you.
You are not put here to be a white man's footstool. You are put here to represent the very best in God's word.
Legendary civil rights icon, the Reverend Jesse Jackson in the studio. Reverend Jackson, how are you?
Mr. Reverend, good morning on this chilly Milwaukee morning.
And I am pleased to have one of the founding members of the Black Panther Party, Chairman Bobby Seale. Mr. Chairman, how are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing just fine. Thank you.
From Mr. Eric Holder. Mr. Holder, so good to see you. How are you?
Well, I'm fine, man. How you been? It's been a long time. Haven't seen you for a while.
The Dr. Cornell West. Dr. West, how are you, sir?
My dear brother, you're so kind. You're so generous. So, man, but I salute you and the work that you were doing there. Doing a magnificent job there in Wisconsin.
Stream live on 1017thetruth.com. Call in with your questions or comments. 833-212-1017. Join us on social media at 1017thetruth. It may not be what you expect to hear, but I will definitely give you what you need to know. Are you ready for the truth?
Truth! You can't handle the truth!
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Sherwin Hughes.
Halloween. Happy Halloween, ladies and gentlemen. Today is Thursday, October 31st, 2024. I have a request, not of you, Rick, of the ladies. Ladies, I need you today. I need you very much. I need you more than I think I've ever needed you in any other time in my life. I come to you with my head in my hands. Ladies, I come to you very humble. I know you guys have probably gotten mad at me a time or two because I've expressed my very specific and independent viewpoints. Can we please put all that aside for a moment? Ladies, I'm sorry. You want me to apologize? Fine, I'll apologize. I'm very sorry for things I may have said that have offended you, but right now, I need you. Actually, my entire species needs you more than ever. Well, how do you want me to make it up to you? I can't send all of you flowers. Do you know how expensive it is to send flowers? Flowers are very costly. If you go to the websites that have the flowers and you pick out the flowers, and let's say you pick out the flowers that are, I don't know, a bouquet of red roses for $59.99. You add it to the cart. You put in all of the address information of the person that you want to send the flowers to. And then you got a packing fee. Then you got a delivery fee. And then you got the sales taxes. So your $59.99 bouquet of red roses is now $119.52. I can't send flowers to all of you, but I wish I could because we need you very much. And I hope you guys are taking me seriously because I am very sincere in what I am saying. Ladies, we need you to save us men from ourselves. And based upon the information I have before me, it looks like you are doing that. I don't need to review for you the predominant and prevailing issues in this election, because a lot of them are about you. Now, of course, there's issues about the economy. I've got good news on the economy as well. Bad news for Donald Trump is good news for Kamala Harris. But a lot of this election is about the fate of women and their place in our society and their ability to receive not just reproductive health care, but just basic freedoms. The other thing to be very concerned about, and this could impact men too, there has now been a formula, one that has been demonstrated successful in how you can roll back a group's rights. And I don't think that it stops. I don't know if the previous administration, the 45th president's administration, if it becomes the 47th presidential administration, I don't think they have any breaks. The latest I have heard is that if Trump gets elected, and ladies, we need you to save us. We'll make it up to you. We'll take you out to dinner or something. I don't know. We'll figure it out on November 6th, but we need you to save us from us. So here's the thing that the latest thing I've heard. And Democrats don't often focus on the courts. I don't know why we should. That is how oftentimes we get outflanked by Republicans, because Republicans play this long game. They'll take like losses in the interim for long-term gains. They've wanted, there's been a small section of the United States that has been very hardy, very hardened in wanting to overturn Roe versus Wade for a very long time. And they've had a bunch of losses. They've seen a Supreme Court that has gotten liberal, exceedingly liberal, and they've seen Democratic presidents, and they've seen Democratic majorities in the U.S. Senate that only approved and gave advice and consent on liberal judges. And they've weathered that storm for half a century, and then it all paid off for them. They are not going to let go of the gains they have recently made with this very conservative Supreme Court. And this is not even really a Donald Trump thing, because Donald Trump was just instructed. Donald Trump didn't vet judges. He may have asked them a couple of questions, but these judges came to him on a slate. He knows how to play politics. It seems like he doesn't, but he does. He'll ask these other Republicans that are career politicians, hey, what do you guys need? And they'll lay it out for him. And he'll say, okay, I'll agree to all of that, but here's what you all need to give me. Unfettered access to everything, and protect me and defend me, et cetera, et cetera. This is what Donald Trump is saying to them, and they happily oblige him because they get their political wish list. And then what do they get in return? Access, campaign contributions. They're getting assured that they're going to be reelected cycle after cycle. So it all works out for them. It does not work out for us. But here's the latest thing with the courts. If Trump gets reelected, Clarence Thomas is going to retire, because conservative judges would rather retire when there's a conservative or Republican president, so their seats can be filled by another conservative justice. So these current six conservative justices, they want the ideology of the court to remain the same. And that is a healthy majority that they have. So Clarence Thomas will step down. Donald Trump will appoint someone who is not only more conservative than Clarence Thomas, and I don't know how you get more conservative than Clarence Thomas. This is an African-American man that took advantage of affirmative action to get his college education and then voted to make affirmative action unconstitutional. How do you square that circle? That one got me. I've been following or working in or around politics for like two decades now. That was the one. There's always something that you see that always sticks with you. Clarence Thomas voting to make affirmative action unconstitutional. I was just like, good God almighty, where have we gone in this country? But he will step down, and others may step down as well, to give Donald Trump the possibility to not only maintain this current conservative ideological legislate from the bench Supreme Court, he will replace some of the older conservative justices with people in their 30s and their 40s. And so we will be locked into this current political mindset of the Supreme Court until the year 2050. Ladies, help us, please. I'm sorry for all men, not all of them, a lot of us, especially men that just kind of sat by idle and allowed this to happen. Because I don't know if we saw the repercussions for ourselves. I don't even want to call it an argument. That other person that I was in a discussion, maybe a bit of a diatribe with, somebody I grew up with, went to high school with this cat. This dude wants to argue with me about abortion. He's like, you know what? Sure, when actually more abortions have been performed since Roe versus Wade, so it's actually a good thing. And I'm thinking to myself, how do I even engage with somebody like that? So, ladies, I apologize, and I'm going to need you to save us from us. Just like black women in a lot of cases, have saved this country from itself. When Doug Jones was running for the U.S. Senate in Alabama, I can't remember what his opponent's name was, but his opponent, Donald Trump endorsed guy, who used to be like he was either a district attorney or an attorney general of the state of Alabama, and he was known routinely. So I think he was a district attorney of a city or a county in Alabama, and he was in his 30s when he got elected DA. Roy Jones, I think, was his name. No, Doug Jones. Who did Doug Jones run against? Roy something in Alabama. Trump guy. He lost, thank God. So he was in his 30s, and he was known when he was district attorney. This was the Trump-supported guy. He was known for going to the local shopping mall and hitting on high school girls and dating, essentially, children. And this was the guy that was running for the U.S. Senate in Alabama. In fact, this is when they were trying to fill Jeff Sessions' seat. You know, Jeff Sessions was Donald Trump's first attorney general. But when he was asked about it, he said, well, I got permission from the girl's mother. That's some Alabama stuff if I ever heard of it. And I'm not trying to be offensive to people in Alabama, but think about that. And if it wasn't for black women in the state of Alabama that voted like 98% for Doug Jones, the Democratic candidate for Senate, not only would Alabama have had a pedophile U.S. senator, they would have had someone that would have supported Donald Trump in some of his most extreme political positions. So thank you, black ladies in Alabama. Now I need all of the other ladies, even the non-black ladies. Some of you are going to have to vote against the best wishes of your husbands. My colleague over at WTMJ 620 had retweeted something from a Fox News commentator, and I had to grapple with that for a moment. And it was, I don't know what this idiot's name was, and he is an idiot. And he's talking about if his wife, this is a Fox News anchor. I don't know what his name, I don't know them people over there at Fox News, and y'all shouldn't know him either. And he said, if his wife voted for Kamala Harris, if he found out that his wife voted for Kamala Harris, he said, that's like her being unfaithful. That's like her having an affair. That's akin to her cheating on him. I was like, wow. It's that serious that your wife does not have her own free exercise of who she's going to vote for. He said that several times. And even Jean Shapiro, who was both nuts and drunk, she's a commentator on Fox News too. Jean Shapiro she needs to be committed. And I'm not saying this to, you know, make fun of people that have mental health issues, but my goodness, Jean Shapiro is way out there. And even she was saying, well, what do you mean? That's not fair for you to say that about your wife, because she's either drunk or nuts or probably both. And she's very conservative, too. She's a Trumper. And she thought that man was going a bit too far by saying that he would divorce his wife because if his wife voted for Kamala Harris, that's like cheating. And then he goes into this really weird, paranoid rant of an insecure man, like, well, what else is she hiding from me? What else is she not telling me? We've been married for 20 years. I can't believe that if she voted for Kamala Harris, she's probably hiding a bunch of things. Newsflash for that fella, if he's listening, which he should be, and other men, your wife is hiding things from you. I mean, not hopefully not horrible things, but you're probably too sensitive to know what the truth is. So she's not going to tell you. There's going to be some things that your wife is going to take to her grave. You guys got to know this about women, because there's stuff that we hide from women too. And we do it to protect them because we love them. I'm going to take a break. When I come back, I want to give you guys the details, the numbers, the data, the percentages of how women are absolutely outpacing men when it comes to early voting. And I'm glad they are, because they need to save us from ourselves. Also, Roland Martin, a beacon of black journalism in the United States, will join me in studio at 10 a.m. I am very much looking forward to my conversation with Mr. Roland Martin. He is in town for a Get Out the Vote event. Speaking of which, Kamala Harris is going to be back tomorrow for her closing argument. Glorilla Rick is going to be here with Kamala Harris and the Isley Brothers. and MC Light. That's a very unusual combination, but I can't imagine Glorilla just shaking ass. Just ass is going to be all over the place. Just so much ass is going to be shaking, but that's fine. Kamala Harris wants to have Glorilla and MC Light.
You like Glow?
No. Well, I don't not like her. I just find her lyrics to be a bit brash. You know?
Just say it.
No, I'm not going to say anything.
Say it.
I'm not. I don't have any judgment on the current youth music culture, because all that does is makes me sound old, because what I was listening to, my parents probably didn't like what I was listening to. And so now I'm at that age where I let the babies be the babies. When I say babies, under 30. Because y'all don't know. Life doesn't start until you're 40, because everything before you're 40 is just research. Like, y'all, I wish I was under 30. No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
We made too many dumb, stupid mistakes.
Yeah,
get 40, you get on autopilot, because you know what consequences are. When you're young, you're like, I'll try it anyway.
No, but I want to go back and fix the mistakes that I made at 19.
No, just don't repeat them at 40.
No, I know that much.
All right, I got to take a break now. You're listening to The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 101.7 FM. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
The Truth with Sherwin Hughes returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
I could not be happier, nor more proud of our very own little peanut. Curly Q won the Gruber $5,000. That is so fantastic. Rick, can you make the clap sound? I mean, the applause sound. Making the clap sound could be a bunch of things nowadays. She won the $5,000. And actually, Curly, you won. Oh, look at that. All the people here. So many people are clapping. Entire audience here clapping for her. She's won things at our Beyond the Mic events. For those of you that don't know, summer is not just summer in Milwaukee. Summer is Beyond the Mic season. Beyond the Mics are events that we have where we invite truth hosts and producers to mix and mingle with our listeners. And we have food and we have the drinks and the cocktails, and it's a party with a purpose. It's so we all can get to know each other and hang out in real life. So us that are here at the radio station, we go beyond the microphone and hang out with you guys. But we support African-American businesses that a lot of you did not know existed. And I got tired of folks saying, Sherwin, there's nothing to do in this city. And I said, au contraire, mon frère. So we put together a list of African-American owned businesses, and you guys showed up. We had a great time, and we give stuff away. We gave away stays at the Chula Vista and Brewers tickets and Summerfest tickets and State Fair tickets. And Curly won a bunch of that stuff, too. And she won $5,000. So congratulations, Curly. Let me also say this. You're on a hot streak, Curly. You might as well go on and get you a Powerball. Go on, because if you win something that day, try to win more stuff that day, because luck is on your side. So, again, congratulations to her. What you going to do with the money, Curly? Just saying, if you want to go on and just knock out one of my mortgage payments, you know what I mean? That would be cool. So let you think about that. All right, what do we got here? What is this here? Democrats see signs for optimism in gender gap in early voting. There's a new kind of gender gap in the 2024 election. This can be found at politico.com. Women are voting early in huge numbers, far outpacing men. It's giving anxious Democrats who see female voters as key to a Kamala Harris victory newfound hope heading into the final week of the campaign. Across battleground states, there is a 10-point gender gap in early voting so far. Women account for roughly 55% of early vote, while men are around 45%, according to a political analysis of early vote data in several key battleground states. The implications for next week's election results are, in fact, unclear. Among registered Republicans, women are voting early more than men as well. But the high female turnout is encouraging to Democratic strategists who expected that a surge in Republican turnout would result in more gender parity among early voters. So I'm going to try and be objective here. And I can be objective. I can see different sides equally just on their merits. Early voting means there is a particular motivation in an election. And whenever elections are either high stakes or you have a dynamic candidate, or depending upon what the prevailing sentiment is in an economy at the time or in a nation at the time, that can encourage people to vote early because it's extra motivation. Voting on election day is passe, but voting early is actually a different kind of motivation. It's more of a priority because you are specifically scheduling your voting on a different day than when you typically would. So it takes a little bit of extra planning. And if you are motivated, particularly motivated, then voting early usually is what people will do. I just don't know how women, even conservative women, are extra motivated to vote for Donald Trump. I don't know. And this is me being objective. I think that a number of typical Republican conservative voting women, because they've done it before. In fact, in the midterm elections of 2022, suburban white women in our collar counties, so the counties that surround Milwaukee County, your Waukesha, your Ozaukee, and your Washington counties, white suburban women turned up, showed out for Democrats. There could be more of this now, especially with the commentary I saw on this tweet from a Fox News commentator who takes it as an act of betrayal that his wife would ever vote for Kamala Harris. I think that there are probably a lot of women that are out there that are married to very stubborn and obstinate, pig-headed, conservative men, that this is how she can get her revenge quietly. Fellas, some of y'all just don't know. You can only make your wife or your woman or your girlfriend angry so many times. And she'll warn you. She'll give you so much warning. Sometimes women will warn us for years. Like, hey, I don't like when you do that. Hey, can you stop doing that? Hey, can we have a conversation? Because there's some things. They're very subtle. Can we just talk about some things that I'm seeing? Some things? And what do we do? Oh, it's fine, woman. Go in there. Make me a sandwich. Ha ha ha, I'm the man. And then she's thinking, okay, I warned him. And then she'll call one of her girlfriends. Girl, I said, I warned him. I told him. I told him. I sent him a text message. I said, we need to talk. I even called him. I told him when we was laying down watching a movie, I tried to talk to him. I tried to tell him. He didn't listen. What an incredible way to strike back at an undeserving man than to vote against what he thinks is his interests. Donald Trump is appealing to men who feel weakened by women's empowerment. And that's something I cannot be objective about. If women can have their own and get their own and get jobs and opportunities on their merits, and if they are, in fact, in a variety of different places and spaces and fields, professional, personal, academic, whatever, that are better than men, then they deserve the opportunity. Quite honestly, more than us, because I know a lot of mediocre men that are in their positions only because they're men. And that does a disservice to all of us. If there is something that I see on a fairly frequent basis, it's mediocre men that are in positions or have status in society that they shouldn't have. Donald Trump is a felon and a failed businessman, and an adjudicated rapist that owes something like $500 million to E. Jean Carroll. Donald Trump doesn't even have any more money, yet he's tied in the polls with Kamala Harris. He is mediocre at best. Think about this for a second. Let's be objective, because today I'm going to try and be objective. I'm going to try my best. What is Trump good at? What is Donald Trump good at that's of benefit to the people in this nation? Other than lying and grifting and being evil and being underhanded and cheating on his wives and paying porn stars. Like, what is he good at? What can you say about him? It's like, wow, we need more of that in America. What trait does he have that you want to see every man, woman, and child in America have? I can't think of one. I can't think of one. He is the example of what not to be. And the fact that we have so many men, I'm not even going to talk about black men because now I'm not really believing the hype that African-American men are supporting Donald Trump like that. If they are, sometimes people who are tortured seek out, not refuge, but they seek out a torturer. Does that make sense to you? People that are hurt, however they're hurt, emotionally, psychologically, whatever, they're looking for people that do the hurting. And they want to surround themselves with people that do the hurting because it justifies how they feel. The abused seek an abuser. And it's really horrible, deep, dark psychology. And it's unfortunate and it's sad and it makes me weep. But it's absolutely true. If you feel tortured, you want to find someone that will make you feel the way you are used to feeling. And I think Trump does that to a lot of men and maybe to some women, too. But ladies, I'm going to need y'all to save us. I would like to buy you all flowers. Hey, Curly, since you won the $5,000, will you use that $5,000 to help me buy women flowers for their willingness to save us from us? It's impossible to know who these women are voting for, including whether Democrats are winning over unaffiliated or moderate Republican women disillusioned with former President Donald Trump. But the gender gap has been one of the defining features of the 2024 campaign, and Harris allies see the lack of surge of male voters as an encouraging sign. Quote, in some states, women are actually exceeding their vote share from 2020, which is at this point shocking to me, said Tom Bonnier, a Democratic strategist and CEO of the data firm Target Smart. I never would have bet on that. Democrats' burgeoning optimism over female turnout comes as Harris zeroes in on moderate suburban women and particularly non-college educated white women. That's in the final days of this campaign, aiming to drive them to the polls with the enthusiasm they showed in the midterm elections right after the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade. Harris stepped off the battleground campaign trail on Friday to deliver an abortion-focused speech in Texas, which has arguably the most restrictive abortion laws in the country. And she is continuing this week to hammer a message focused on the economy and what she argues is Trump's lack of fitness for office. All top issues for American women. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to take a break. I'm going to come back, likely going to continue to apologize to women for how we act. And I want to share some good news with you about the American economy. Now, this does not mean that you personally are doing well economically, but the overall health and strength of the American economy is good. Our fundamentals are good. And so this is a benefit. So when our fundamentals are good, if time gets extended, then those benefits of a fundamentally sound American economy can then get filtered down to the individual people. So we're going to talk about the Joe Biden economy, one in which Kamala Harris need not separate herself from. She ain't got to separate herself from old Joe on all of the things. On some of the things, yes. On the economic things, no. Talk about that next. You are listening to The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 101.7 FM. I'll be right back.
The Truth with Sherwin Hughes returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Economy is doing very well, ladies and gentlemen, and you got Joe Biden to thank for that. Let's talk to Eastside Corey. Oh, what you laughing at? Well, hey, slow down. What you laughing at, man?
Everything. You.
I ain't say nothing funny. It's too early to be drunk.
I'm not drunk, honey. I'm drunk on your facts, okay? Because that's all you do is shut up.
What facts are you drunk on, specifically?
Oh, just the last-minute shenanigans, you know. And I just want... Can't wait for this to be done. And I'm happy that Miss Curly got the prize. She deserved it.
She sure does.
It reminded me of a much simpler, more fun time when you and I could actually stand in the same room together. I in a pink jacket with sparkles.
If you and I can't stand in the same room together, it's not because of your pink sequin sport coat. It's because you're a trumpet.
Not lately.
It's your choice in candidate selection, right, which makes it difficult for us to stay in the same room. You're still supporting Trump? Right.
I don't tell people who I vote for anymore. That's one thing I did learn.
You already told us. Have you voted already? Did you vote early?
I almost did yesterday, but the line was so long.
Yep, that brings me to my question. Probably shouldn't. You don't want to stand in line, so maybe you just should sit this one out.
Oh, hell no. I'm going for the day. No, I vote on the day. That's a ritual for me. I dress up. I wear a suit. I burn some candles and some sage, honey. Oh, yes. It's a resistance.
Did you say you burn candles and sage when you go vote?
I get spiritual on it. Oh, yeah. I conjure up all the ancient ancestors.
And you doing all that to vote for Trump?
Like I said, my vote is my private business, sir.
You've already told us.
So, and nothing changes.
Your phone is breaking up on us, and I can't even handle you today. Like, you're just on, like, 10 today for some reason. Are you walking around wearing that pink sequin sport coat right now? Because I feel like you're channeling that pink sequin sport coat
energy. I might have to bring it out on Tuesday. And come to you.
We can't hear you. Your phone is breaking up, which is fine with me.
All right. You have a good day.
Okay.
Bye.
All right, then. You too. Does he know how Trump feels about the gays? Like, that's the part that I don't understand that. And maybe it's just me. I don't want to vote for someone who has castigated my community, because that might give some insight as to how they're going to legislate and govern on behalf of my community. You know what I'm saying? And it's interesting because there's a gay wave for Kamala. I don't know if y'all know that, but the gays love her. You know what? Today is Halloween, right? I bet you there's a bunch of men in the United States celebrating Halloween dressed as Kamala Harris. I wouldn't doubt it. However, white men, because we know a lot of gay white men love Kamala, don't do the blackface. I heard them talking about blackface this morning on DT and Telly. Blackface is not cool. Be a respectful looking Kamala Harris if you're going to dress up as her for Halloween. Just put on a pantsuit. That's all you got to do. And a wig. That's fine. All right, what do we got here? From The Economist, America was supposed to be in a recession when the Federal Reserve began to raise interest rates at the fastest pace since the early 1980s. Few economists expected the economy to be heading into a presidential election in this state. Indeed, even a few months ago, few thought that things would be this good. Inflation-adjusted quarterly growth in annualized terms has averaged about 2.9% since the start of 2023, above its long-term trend. On October 30th, America published its GDP figure for this year's third quarter. The economy expanded at an annualized pace of 2.8%. That's good, by the way. A full percentage point above the median forecast in July at the start of the quarter. And it gets even better for Kamala Harris. Not only is growth holding up, a deceleration in inflation means the benefits are becoming more tangible for ordinary Americans, showing up as real inflation-adjusted increases in spending power. That may be why consumers, long disgruntled about the state of the economy, are at last beginning to cheer up. By itself, this will not be decisive. Voters still think a Trump presidency would be better for them financially. Yet the strong economy will provide a welcome tailwind for Ms. Harris in the final days of her presidential campaign. And then the New York Times comes with the good information, too. Consumers are spending, inflation is cooling, and the U.S. economy looks as strong as ever. I'm going to take a break, come back, and give you guys the information from this New York Times article, giving more details about how strong the economy is. Yes, it can get stronger, but Donald Trump's tariffs will reverse all of this progress. So stay tuned. We're going to continue our conversation. You're listening to The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 101.7 FM. I'll be right back.
The Truth with Sherwin Hughes returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
A number of you are giving your opinions on Eastside Corey's decision to wear both a pink sequin sport coat and his decision to vote for Donald Trump. I mean, that's all right. There's a whole bunch of us that are voting for the other candidate, so I suppose we can cancel out his vote. But before I get to the good economic news that I think Kamala Harris's campaign should attempt to hammer home in these last days of the election, because there's going to be some folks who their biggest issue is going to be the economy, and the strength that the economy has right now would likely be continued. Because when you have a continuation of a Democratic administration, and just FYI, aside from Jimmy Carter, Democratic administrations do better economically for the American people. And you can't even dispute that. What the Republicans do is they'll take the progress that this nation has made when it comes to economic expansion. They will take all the economic expansion, give it to rich people in the form of tax cuts, run up deficit spending, drive the economy into a recession, and then hand the country over to Democrats that have to clean up their mess. Barack Obama did it. Our country was in a shambles when Barack Obama took over in 2008. Home foreclosure crisis. We were losing 1 million jobs a month. 2 wars. Just horrible, horrible shape. By the time he left, we created something like 15 million jobs. Tens of millions of Americans had health insurance, affordable health care insurance. The economy was expanding. And then here come Donald Trump. So you do better economically. And I know people are going to get emotional about that. No, because the Republicans are a party of business. No, the Republicans are the party for people that are rich. That's it. Most of y'all ain't rich, but Curly Q is rich. So she is actually probably not going to vote for Trump because now she won the Gruber 5K giveaway. We're going to see Curly dressed up like the Monopoly man with a monocle, with that one eyeglass. How come people don't wear the monocle no more, that one eyeglass? Is she going to have an English accent all of a sudden? Oh, hello, everyone. I just won the Gruber 5K. Is she going to, like, clap her hands at black people? Get out of the way, blacks. Move out of the way. Let me clear up something Linda said. Linda, where are you getting this information that people are going to know who you voted for? Where does this stuff come from? Like, your voting record is public. I can look up how any of y'all voted right now. If I know your first name, your last name, and your date of birth, I can look up, and I probably have looked up your voting record. I don't know who you voted for. That is illegal, and that is not ever going to happen where you can look up who somebody actually voted for. Don't nobody know who you voted for. So stop. Where'd you get that from, Linda? What news sites you've been paying attention to, or did you misinterpret the commercial that they're running that's telling people that your voting record is public? Your voting record is public. We can only see if you are registered and what elections you have previously participated in. And I think it goes back to, if you go to myvote.wi.gov, I think it goes back to 2010, 2012, every election. And so I looked up my coworkers. Of course I did. You know what's crazy? Tory Lowe has the best voting record. He hasn't missed an election. So all of the elections that are tracked, and he should be proud of that. Because I think that Tory You know, because Tory used to be like, oh, I don't like the Democrats or the Republicans. He'd call them the Demorats and the Republicans. He was very anti-political establishment for a very long time. In fact, in his old intro, he called a number of elected officials of both political parties trash. Hey, trash! Ron Johnson, trash! John Chisholm, trash! And I respected that about Tory. He's a non-political dude. Not so much anymore. However, I digress. But Tory Lowe's voting record is stellar. Tory hasn't missed a school board election. Tory has a better voting record than some of you right now listening to me. So that's just very impressive for him. Shout out to him for not missing an election. All right, so Linda, where did you get the information that says someone will be able to look up who you voted for? Even if it was true, which it is not, I wouldn't care because I tell people who I vote for. I have no problem with it. And also can explain why I vote for who I vote for. It's not just a party thing. Now, a lot of it is party. But I can be disappointed in who the Democrats have. Have I ever voted third party before? I've probably done a write-in, especially if there's a Democrat that I don't necessarily agree with that doesn't have an opponent. I've written names in before. Let's talk to Mel. You're on 101.7 The Truth. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
I just want to say I concur with your statement that who you vote for is private, and your voting record is public. I just want to reiterate to Wisconsinites that, you know, it's unfortunate that people are still even deciding or questioning on having to consider to vote for someone who is factually and actually a convicted criminal, who is factually and actually a propagandist, who is factually and actually corrupt and factually and actually a liar. Shame on those who will consider doing that, because at the end of the day, we teach our kids better. This is not a policy election. This is what people should consider a new modern day warfare. And our vote, yes, is our voice, but it is our power and our weapon right now of choice that we can do peacefully. So, again, this is not a kitchen table issue election. This is if we want to continue to have a democracy and freedoms and try to get back women's rights to choose. And it's not only about abortion, it's about our privacy. Women are literally dying. Yesterday, it was said that a woman from Texas, a young woman who already has a child, has a husband, wanting the second child, but unfortunately miscarried. And because of Trump's and Republicans' abortion bans, they are okay with women getting murdered. It's unconscionable, it's inhumane, and people need to wake the hell up. This is not a policy issue election. This is whether you want to be dictated or you want to be able to have your own critical thinking to be able to do your own research, and I'm not talking about research on Fox or Newsmax or OAN or any other right-wing propagandist outlet. Let's not repeat history. Folks, research. Do your own history. Nixon is an angel compared to what this last administration in Mr. what I call 845 has created. Let's just stop. Let's get back to America we do know. A multi-diverse country who is progressing for the betterment of the people, all people.
That's all
I have to say.
All right, Mel. Oh, thank you for your call. I think this is what Trump did. I think he put a spell on it. This is a good Halloween song, Rick.
I put a spell on you.
Yes, he did. He put a spell on Eastside Corey. This is what Trump said to him.
Because you're mine.
The Truth with Sherwin Hughes will be back for hour two.
The Truth with Sherwin Hughes returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.